Praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Friday, August the 16th in the year 2013 of our Lord. You're networking with Maximum Radio and you're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. I'm Aubrey Gregory and I'm your host and prayer partner for the next several minutes of prayer and intercession. Good morning to you, and I trust that you are feeling great. How are you feeling today? Well, I thank God for you, and I'm glad that you're well, and you're up, and ready to receive and to lay hold of all the victories that are ahead in this day, this Friday. Some people are saying, thank God, it's Friday. Truly, thank Him. It is Friday. We've come to the end of a work week for sure, and we thank God for bringing us through safely in one peace of spirit, mind, and soul and body. So we're doing fine. We have a lot to thank God for, more so than we have ever to complain. Well, a welcome to all of our prayer warriors. Well, that's a new one for this program. Who are everywhere across the globe, and we thank you today. Today, our I Am is taken from John chapter 4 and verse 14. Yesterday, God was I Am, and today He's still I Am. Let's look at a different or a facet, if you will, of these diamonds of truth. John 14, verse 14, chapter 4 says, and this is Jesus Himself speaking. When Jesus speaks, everyone listens. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. So the I Am takeaway today that we are getting that God would love for us to meditate on today, because Jesus Himself stated that God installs a fountain of water springing up in us into everlasting life. And elsewhere in the scriptures, we're told of the river that flows from the throne of God that makes glad the city of God. And the city of God is not a physical location as much as it is in the natural, in the hearts of us, that fountain that's springing up. So that's where I am today. He's saying, I am the living water of life. And that is true. And I know that you can witness to that because you're drinking, being supplied, being resourced from that fountain. So you know what we're talking about. Well, I was preparing myself for this episode, this prayer program on today, And the Lord lit up something in my heart, and I know when it's Him, because it kind of hits suddenly, and it's like a bolt, and leaves me, what was that? Well, it's wonderful. It really, really is. The truth is, and this is the truth, that God is raising up an army of velvet warriors. When we look in the scriptures, we see that God is raising up and has in the past raised up the multitudes that took territory as the Spirit of God moved upon them. In other words, they did not have bombs, they didn't have fighter jet planes, tanks, but yet they were able to take territory as the Holy Spirit moves. It's kind of a soft approach strategy, but nevertheless, awesomely powerful. And that's what God is doing. I looked briefly at some statistics quickly earlier this morning relating to our program and its impact and how many are listening, downloading, because all of our broadcast episodes every day, it's archived. It's recorded and it's archived. And you have access to it 24/7. In your own time and space and place, you can get on the internet and you can hear this broadcast within minutes after it's ended. You can hear it all over again by going to the internet, and you can listen. It's free to you without costs. And there's this sense that God is raising up. We're approaching 14,000 listens. 14,000 listens to our program. And that's phenomenal. So pretty soon we'll be able to say tens of thousands. Tens of thousands. We're more than halfway to that. And God is doing something. God is raising up velvet warriors, warriors who are willing to shift. Allow God to use you to shift the atmosphere, bring about His vision in the earth for various situations. So I just wanted to clue you in on that, that you are playing an important role and part based on your faithfulness and God's grace to you. And thank you so much for being obedient. Thank you so much for being a part of what we're doing, so that collectively we are making an impact. That's a lot of people that are looking to our program for inspiration, encouragement. That's awesome. We praise God. It's all to His glory. Now, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, let's enter the Holy of Holies. Let's give air and breath to what God has done and what He's doing. And I will hasten to give a quick praise report. And this is, again, desirable because it's connected with intercessions that we've made. We've prayed for a lady, actually, who is a neighbor of ours, and she's she has a illness that's very serious. And, well, she returned home to her dwelling on 2 days ago. And so I was speaking with her husband on yesterday, and, of course, I was teasing him because I've seen him when she was away, and it was very stressful for him. And, of course, yesterday he was all smiles and very happy, so I reminded him that to God be the glory. We thank God for Pat. Pat is home, and we trust that she will continue to improve and be made well, healed by the Lord. So that's my praise report. Well, I can list many, but that's just one. I want to give you the opportunity to think of, meditate on what God has done that you and I can be grateful for. Amen. Well, I have your lines open. And again, welcome and good morning to all of you. And thank you, those of you who graciously sit and wait before the program even comes on. Actually, I can see your entrance on our switchboard, and you're holding on, waiting for the program to commence. Wonderful. That is awesome. That is great. That is awesome. So we thank you so much for being with us. Now, I'm open to entertaining any prayer requests or praise report right about now. It would be a good thing. There's someone listening, either live or streaming, that needs encouragement right now. They need to know and be able to be reminded that God does hear and does answer prayer. And it's not that they don't believe God, they just need encouragement right now. And your prayer report, praise report, or a praise request may land right where they are right now, because there are so many that are listening to us. So don't be bashful. Let God use you. You're a velvet warrior. Imagine that. Someone upon whom the Spirit of God moves, desires to move and continues to move to bring about the realization and manifestation of His purposes in the earth. Not a billion years from now, right now. Right now. Imagine that. Amen. That is spicy truth, if I may call it that. Well, let me put in a prayer request. We're supporting what God is doing, we want to see it manifested. In our ministry, we are engaged in restoration and rebuilding and repairing of a building that is a national historic landmark. It's a national treasure, and God has graced us with allowing us to be the owners, therefore the stewards of that property. And it's being restored to become not just a worship space, but that's what it is. However, in addition to that, becoming an arts and cultural center where the families of our community can be impacted and also be impacting to the extended community. So we have many projects associated with that particular major project. We have many sub-projects. Now, of course, the adversary would seek to hinder the process or the progress of those projects. And without going into details, we want to keep those projects moving without hindrance to the ultimate conclusion that God has intended and envisioned. I'm asking you to join me in prayer for this restoration project of the Stanley Theater as it becomes fully serviceable to the community as an arts and cultural center for the glory of God. Still be our worship space. But oh my God, the worship will be greater as we influence and teach our community to worship the one true God. Everybody worships. Maybe worships themselves, worships their own dreams, and all of those. But we want to use this center as a tool to focus the inclinations that God has placed in everyone to worship, focus it to the throne of God, to the person of Christ, to the Father who is Creator. So let us pray. Please join me. Father, we thank you for what you, in your foresight, have seen and done. We call it done in the name of Jesus. The complete restoration of the Stanley Center for the Arts and Culture, so that you're able to use this facility instrumentally to bless a community who would love to have a preferable future, a future that has a different story than what's now present and current on a day-to-day basis. A story of families that are living together functionally and effectively. A family that is able to provide for itself. Families that are able to protect and have custody of their children. Families that can live and exist on a day-to-day basis without fear. Fear of the destruction that has been seen. A family and a community that is able to hear good news continually. Good news, and that's the news of the gospel of the kingdom of God. News that there is a Savior, there's Lord, and there is a King, and there is a High Priest that continually intercedes for us on a day-to-day basis. Moment to moment, this community needs that. So thank you, Lord, that your plan is to displace all of the negativity and all of the wickedness with truth and righteousness, right living. So we agree that this not only is your vision and plan, that it is done, that no devil in hell can impede, can disrupt, can hinder, because we collectively, with the authority and the power that you've given to us, are now canceling every dark plot, every plot, in the name of Jesus. We bind the works of the adversary. Even now, you've given us the authority and we are accepting it. We bind the works of the adversary. Every plot is canceled. Every wicked assignment is undone. Everything that is bound by the adversary is loosed right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shackles and chains are broken right now. The yoke is destroyed. All yokes in the name of Jesus, including those that are on persons and certainly on our projects, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the favor. We call it done in agreement with all of heaven, and we thank you for the great testimony and the sight of completion, the sight of manifestation of your heart and vision for our community. Now, friend, if you have a vision that you believe is of God's heart for your household, your community, well, embrace the prayer that we just offered and the agreement that accompanies that, for your community, wherever you are. God has a preferable story and future for your community, so that the day-to-day narrative of your community is one that really brings God glory, showing that He is God, He is Lord. In the name of Jesus, we can claim that safety in your community, well-being in your community, health, community health. And we're not just talking about the bodily diseases, although it includes that. We're talking about whatever allows a community to prosper. Yes, you want your community to prosper. Well, we're agreeing with you right now in the name of Jesus that prosperity in all its facets and manifestations will lay hold and take hold of your community right now, beginning at your households, beginning with you. It will spread outward radially to encompass the entire community. Now, as a symbol of your faith on that, go out and do something. Even if it's only for one individual in your community. You may know someone that is struggling to survive bodily from day to day. Cook them a meal. Or clean their surroundings for them, inside or outside. Or do an errand for them. Or share a garment with them. Sometimes we miss those things by thinking of grand things we would like to change the earth. Well, you can, starting right where you are. That's how it works. If you're doing that, I'm doing that, everyone else is doing that, imagine it will be heaven on earth. And that is the prayer, that is the vision that God has, that heaven would come down to earth. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. There are no needs in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There are no needs. Only in the earth. But those needs are opportunities. So thank you so much for joining me and joining and adding your faith and agreement to the prayers that we just offered. And we will continue to update you on the progress of our projects, letting you know that God did in fact hear our prayers. Well, any prayer requests from you? Any prayer thoughts, prayer comments? You're on Global Time with Jesus Christ. Yes, welcome and good morning to you.
Good morning to everyone. God bless you on this beautiful and awesome day. We have the privilege to be alive, that we can praise our God in the early morning and just lift Him up and even lift up our supplications and our intercessions to Him. So this morning, I would like to lift up our outreach ministry on a Friday evening. That for the entire summer, we've been having one thing or another, you know, that would disallow us to do it. But I pray this afternoon that as we go out, I'm declaring that it will be a powerful and mighty move of God, and that we would have a wonderful time in Him as we serve the community, as we do our outreach, because in our declaration we pray for a powerful outreach ministry. So this evening I'm declaring, and I would love for the saints to agree with me, that we will have a powerful outreach ministry even on this evening as we go out to serve the community in prayer and worship, and let them know that the love of the Lord is there and it's available for them.
And that's tonight at 7 o'clock sharp. That's tonight. And we have clear skies. And it looks like, and the temperature is very comfortable. And we're looking forward that souls will get home.
Amen.
Yes, souls will return home to the Lord in the name of Jesus on this evening. That's wonderful. Let us lift that event up before the Lord. And once again, you may be in some distant place relative to where we are, and we thank you for listening in. Thank you for having the heart. Thank you for becoming a velvet warrior. Yes. Someone upon whom the Spirit of God moves for prayer and intercession. In your territory, even if you're not involved in an outreach of some kind, and if you are, pray for it right now, even as we pray for the one that's in our region, in our vicinity, that we will be part of. Receive that same prayer for your community. And if there isn't an outreach, well, ask God to raise up some people, some velvet warriors that are willing to take up weapons, the weapons of their warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Well, I should caution you, God may raise you up as one of those warriors in that particular community. Be prepared for that. Be open to being the answer to your prayers. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Father, we thank you for this gorgeous day that you've given to us. Every day we are thankful. However, we see your exceeding greatness on this day as displayed through nature. The skies are clear. The day looks bright and promising. The sun is rising on the horizon. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us life and breath and wellness and health, such that we are able to think forwardly. We are able to think of how we may participate and be a blessing to our community in the name of Jesus. Father, and we claim souls for this event, that people would be transformed and changed. They would meet you in the name of Jesus as you allow us to give the good news and the gospel in the name of Jesus. Bless all of our participants in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for all of the velvet warriors and the intercessors that have joined us on today, live as well as streaming. Thank you for blessing this program, and we're looking forward to being a blessing to tens of thousands more in the name of Jesus. And may God bless all of you richly. Amen. And amen.
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 Yes. Amen. Walk with the King in peace.
Amen.
And in victory. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord.
Thank you.